Let me just call real quick. Hold on, I'm just asking them to his assistant and his, hold on. Okay. All right, now let me call real quick.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Shannon.
And Walt.
I apologize again. I was on early, 5 minutes, but I was on the line that I do 95% of my calls on, so I was sitting on my chairman line thinking you were coming in there, and I forgot Shannon has her own line. And so
gotcha.
She just spanked me, and I'm so sorry because I've been hanging out just like you. I wouldn't wake you awake again. I'm just, what happened is I didn't get off the calls last night till midnight, and I
wow.
can't see schedule changes that are made at the last minute. So I had looked at about 8, and my last schedule, it showed my first conference was 11, and Shannon had put in your call, and I didn't see it. And so my wife came in when it was too late saying, "You jerk," and, you know, and I was really feeling bad because I wouldn't have kept you waiting at all. And
no
it was
problem.
Just one of those things where you were online and I was brushing my teeth.
Modern technology.
Tell me about your business.
Okay, we're Body Essentials Aromatherapy. Bernie, we started it back in November. I say accidentally, but I don't believe in accidents. I think they're divine things. I had signed up for an essential oil company, and I don't like the MLM model. It works well for a lot of people, and God bless them that can do that. But we started making products, and we started going to farmers markets. Well, we now have increased our line of product that we offer. We don't really sell essential oils, and I'm not an MLM. This is our company. We make everything we have, and we are now getting customers coming back to us, the testimonials and the things that it has done for people. I mean, I can't tell anybody technically because I've done the FDA research. I can't legally say I can cure anything, nor would I ever say I can cure anything. But I've got one lady who bought it for her husband to put on his legs at night, and she came back a week later, and this is our whip shea body butter, our whip shea lavender body butter. She came back and she said, "This is the first time he's been able to sleep all night, and by the way, he has MS." So if he can sleep all night, that means she's sleeping all night. It almost put me in tears. But we are continuously having people come back to us saying, you know, like our bug bite bomb, it really works. They love it. They love the product. I have coconut oil lotion. The lady bought everything I had Saturday because she said I don't want to have to come back every week. I use it that much. You know, there are similar products on the market, obviously, but everything is all natural. the majority of it is organic. It's all and all handcrafted. And we started doing our own blends and everything else too. I really want to go to the next step. I want to go big. We're doing farmers markets, and you know that's great for the hobbyists, and that's great for the person who maybe is retired and just wants to play with something, you know, like making wood signs. But I want to go big. I've had four people tell me that. Great, I can say I knew you then, and I want that to happen. I want that to be a reality. I want it in stores, you know, high-end stores. My husband said Walgreens earlier, and I'm like, no, Walgreens is not where I'm perceived this to go.
No, I think this is more like Federated and Nordstrom's and Macy's and things like that, the upper end, you know, Saks Fifth Avenue, you know.
Correct. Now, we both have come from the hotel industry. We both have been director of sales for large resorts. So our background, and I also have another travel agency of my own, too. Our background is more service-oriented.
Who were you with? Were you with Hilton, Marriott, Starwood? Who?
My husband was the director of sales for the Marriott, for instance, Reef.
Director of sales and marketing for Intercontinental Hotels, or regional.
Right, a regional for
okay.
Intercontinental. I was director of sales and did an opening. It was a hotel on the beach in Daytona, and we opened it as Radisson. I was the opening director of sales and marketing there. And then I went on to do a renovation for the plaza in Daytona as director of sales and marketing also. So we've got our background service. It's not, you know, painting a dream, which our product is painting an experience also. And I understand that, and that's really how we really get into it. And we've done all of, you know, we've done a lot of research on the properties of different blends, FDA labeling and that type of thing. But we don't have the complete knowledge in manufacturing and product and
you have to stick it. We'll get you. Yeah, we'll get you. We'll get you all that.
Bernie?
Yes.
Bernie, my name is Walt. I'm Marie's husband.
Hi, Walt.
How are you doing?
You love this?
And what I want to say about the product, because we do a multifaceted, I mean, we do the whip shea body butter. We do a lip balm that is all natural, that doesn't have that waxy pucker feeling. We do an all-natural blend of four essential oils and an insect repellent that doesn't have alcohol or deep. We don't use any chemicals. We don't use any preservatives. Everything is, you know, natural and organic. We do sugar scrubs. We do a pink Himalayan bath salt. My wife's already told you about her coconut oil blends. And what we're trying to do, we're going to the farmer's market, and it took us a while to build some repeat customers. But what's happening to us, because we are on a limited income, I'm on Social Security. You know, we make enough at the farmer's market, but we have to put it back into product. Then there's some weekends you don't make enough, but so you're taking it out to get more product that you have to sell the following week. You're taking it out of the household budget, which really can't stand that kind of outlay. So this is pretty much where we are. We believe in our product. I mean, if you told me that I would be filling lip balm tubes 2 years ago, I would have told you were in drugs.
Well, we're drug-free lip balm, so it can't be that. You know, I have been, first of all, you're stepping up to the bottom level of the lap. And you're talking to a person who's on the top. So I know everything about this. I know where you're at. I know what you need to do next. I'm going to explain it to you. On your hotel side, my family is the Dorman Hotel Supply family. And that's the largest outfitter of resorts in the world. It's owned by Holiday Inn. And I grew up in that business. My daughter has two Cornell degrees and was a opening manager for Steve Wynn at Bellagio. And worked in the Mirage when she was a teenager.
That's awesome.
So, But I mean, I know every physician. I advise the heads of these firms, and I've been in the, you know, that business since I was a kid. I mean, my father was in it since he was a kid. So we grew up in the business, and I know everybody. I mean, I know the Marriotts, the Pritzkers, the Hiltons, the, you know, all the owners. And so I know your business and your experience of what you've done, and it's not preparatory to what you're going into. So I'll give you some different aspects of what we do and what you need, but I'm going to tell you, if you come into us, it'll be the best thing you ever did, and I'll refund your money if it isn't. So you never have a risk. All right, so you know that coming in. I mean, I want you to know that.
Okay.
I know coming in, it's very painful to come in when you're at your stage, and you're in a trap. When the trap is this, it's worse than you think. There is a knowledge deficit, and the knowledge you need, the knowledge that brought you to this point, is not the knowledge you have to have. The skills that got you here is not the skills you have to acquire to take this to the next level. We get you those skills in their entirety in 1 week. It is a 300% download of this market you're going into and what you need to know about it to do it. More importantly, and the next phase of this is not, even though, you know, I congratulate you that you've got, everything you've done is not a viable business. It's not going to work long term. You get proof of concept, tremendous testimonials, but financially, you'll be inventory broke and cash depleted all the way through. There's no way to ramp this up because the cost of growth is greater than the profits from income. And that'll be true for 5 years, for sure. So I'm just telling you, as you get big, there's a lot of capital cost to this business, and I'll be explaining how to do it so it's safe and elegant and what you do. But you have to come to a Le Mans class. You got to deliver this baby, and we got to teach you to breathe, 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 and push, 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 because this is not going to be, you know, push the easy button and we're already there. So here's the hardest part you got to do. Running this business is not important. It's not going to make money. You've proved the concept works, and we need to get this into retail. So that's what has to happen. There's no way to ramp up retail without millions. It just isn't. The retail stores do not pay you for 72 days. Branding that you think is fabulous, we're not sure about yet. When you go to retail, just the font, just the color combination can cause 5 times walk off the shelf. If I get you on home shopping and they put this out on home shopping, it sells well, where it doesn't matter if it sells well or not, we get to say as seen on TV. When we put that on the label, it goes off the shelf 5 to 1 as if you don't have it. So people see it seen on TV, they trust it, they'll try something new, they'll impulse buy, it works very well. When we go to stores, we have to have the inventory to stock the stores in the states we start with. We have to resupply them in the back. So whatever's on the store has to be also in the back. So if I have, you know, 100 Macy's stores and 100 Nordstrom stores and 100 Saks Fifth Avenue stores, and they have in the area of 50 to 100 items on the shelf, and we have 6 items in the line or 7 items in the line, we're talking about in the area of 2,000 to 3,000 items on the shelf in a regional buy. And, well, no, we're talking about, let's see, we have 8 in the line. We're talking about 80,000 in those several hundred stores. And those 80,000 have to be duplicated with what's in the boxes in the back. So as they turn over for 2 months, you're replacing them. So another 80,000 has to be in the back. Then another 80,000 has to be at a rack jobber so that when they sell out in Idaho and they sell out in North Dakota, that the rack jobbers replacing them and you can never be late. If you're late, they'll kick you out forever. And then when you begin, they want pull-through marketing. They want you to have a billboard up or advertising, or they want in Vogue magazine and fashion magazines and Bride magazine. They want full-page ads that will tell them available at Nordstrom's, available at Macy's. And if you don't have those ads and you're not putting them in, they won't keep you on the shelf because they're monitoring that turnover from the a.m. period, the p.m. period, and the nighttime period, and they're seeing if those inches are turning over faster than the thing that was there before you. And if you don't keep up and you don't match up, you're out, and you never get back. They expect you when you go to the Super Bowl, because you're not starting in the minor leagues and boutique stores. They expect you to understand what major retail is, to be able to have your customer service group, your return group, your advertising group, your inventory management group all together and everything set. So once we launch with retail, you have to do a pyramid. So draw a pyramid and put on the left-hand side rising, even don't put rising, put soaring cost of growth. Most of it in advertising and inventory. And then on the other side, put lagging income. And at the top of the merit pyramid, put fifth year crossover, where the income will be high enough to self-sustain the growth. And then draw tilt boards from left to right that show a tilt line and draw five of them inside the pyramid. And then put on the bottom of those five tilt lines, put one, which means year one, 90% deficit, minus 90%. Then put year two, minus 75%. Then put year three, minus 55%. Then put year four, minus 35%. Then put year five, minus 25%. And at the end of the fifth year, start of the sixth, we cross over. And it's likely to be that or worse, but it isn't going to be better. So we're not going to make money in the first 2 years at all. And you put a pipe in the middle and holding up the pyramid, big thick pipe, and draw on that pipe sideways, capital. That's what holds you up till you reach crossover. Now do a new piece of paper. And to launch this, we need to do the following. And I know this is going to stretch your envelopes, and I don't know what to tell you except that if you follow advice from idiots and you do it a different way, you're not going to get there. You're going to get very successful, and you're going to go broke trying. I mean, you can go bankrupt being very successful. So let me tell you how this works. This big circle, you form a new company, and it's a C corporation. What's the name of this company right now?
Body Essentials Aromatherapy.
Okay, so we call it, you know, I'd like the trademark of Body Essentials USA, and probably get Body Essentials USA, made in the USA, all natural. It'll sell all over the world. And where you can't get bodyessentials.com, you can get Body Essentials USA. So it's a shorter name. I don't have to add essential oils. Essential oils is another extension of the line. But I don't want to get in the essential oils industry because this is much bigger. This is a cosmetic company with all natural, and the lines will keep growing. You'll add, you know, all sorts of things will be added in to this line. So draw a circle, and at the top of the circle, put, so you have a way to look at this, and put 30 million share C-Corp. And under the circle, I want you to put a pie wedge in there of 25%, right? So 20% is 6 million shares, so we're about 7.5 million shares. Are you with me?
Yep.
And then we put something like this. We put 500 blocks, that's like serving, 500 different cereal bowls of stock, and we put $30,000 per block. So every cereal bowl costs $30,000. And we put $2 a share for founders. And then we raise $15 million. And you own 80%. And that's permanent money. That's not debt. We don't have to raise it all at once. We raise it over a year to 18 months by coming five times to CO Space. You meet the investors Friday of this coming week, Saturday of this coming week, Sunday of this coming week. We would put you in a Le Mans class to deliver the baby of $15 million of capital to your company. Once you get four or five investors, you guys are making a salary of $10,000 a month in your own company, paid on the 1st and 15th with Blue Cross, and you can do that while you're on Social Security. And you do not enlarge the business. You put that money, that $300,000 to $400,000, aside in a payroll account, and that's 2 years of your salary. And the people that trusted you with their $400,000, they're relying on you to raise the rest of $15 million before you launch major operations. And then we can employ, once we get the money raised, we'll engage one of the top retail branding people on the planet Earth. And we have a New York person who's shelf space marketing expert, Cheryl Hill. She's the best. Then we have a second person who will be at the class teaching, and his name is Chris Collins. And his shelf space marketing, you'll see what he does. And there's a point where I think we either get Cheryl Hills or Chris to look at your brand and make sure it's the highest pull-off-the-shelf packaging, experience, labeling possible. So we really pay attention to that, and we get it ready for major retail. Then we do runs, now that we have money, and we take our leading products we know sell the best, and we do big runs. And we run 100,000 per item on a contract manufacturing, and that creates an ability for you to get much lower costs on the higher runs. And then we have a shipping contractor who ships this out, because the pallets that it goes out to, when we set the pallets to, you can make one buy at Federated, which includes a lot of chain stores like Macy's. But the problem is that the pallet specs for Bloomingdale's are different than Nordstrom, and they're different than Macy's, and you have to put your pallets together in a customized format, and you're not going to want to do all that. You want a drop shipper that does that for you, that will introduce to you. You'll learn how to do all this at CO Space. So it isn't particularly difficult. I think that you ought to look at your talents and decide. It seems like to me you're both kind of in marketing. You know, what I would like to see is a kind of a pyramid where you guys are the owners, and at the bottom of the pyramid, one of you is the chairperson and the CEO. And that's hire, fire, dictator. I mean, that is in charge. You're not a husband-wife team. In this corporation, one of you will be the CEO. That'll be hire, fire, etc. And you need to have that title allocated. That's the chairman. The next person should be the vice chairman and head of product formulation and new line development. And I look at you guys as having a president at the top of the pyramid who is a chief operating officer. They don't own stock. They make 65% of what you make. They want you to get pay raises because that's where they get pay raises. They're working to do all the lineal jobs, all the systems, details, management, all these management of shipping and delivery, all the software interfaces and logistics with the manufacturer. You just don't do it. You're not in those jobs. You get reports about it every Monday. They tell you where you're at, and that's it. And you have a comptroller who manages the money and reports only to you, not the president. So you're running the money, and you know how your company's running, and they're getting a paycheck and doing the operating stuff you don't want to do. You're doing the branding, when you have your own stores, you're doing your store look and your store rollout. You have retail that's going out with retail. You have your own store chain starting at some point, and this starts to get very, very large, and your advertising is pulling in the clients, and you're getting, you know, a multi-million dollar business bill. But although it seems like after 15 million, we would have enough money to cover from profits the demand for the inventory ramp up. But when we get you in 40,000 retail stores in 12 to 20 countries, we're at the EU and Asia and the US, you're going to need 150 million of inventory. So how we get that is three ways. First, we raise 15 million. That launches an income basis for the company and gets us into hyper growth. As soon as that offering is closed and we've actually raised it, we don't spend more than 5 million during the life of the offering. So you can spend 5 million ramping up and getting the business started. But I want to have a $10 million in the bank balance sheet. We teach you this. You have to have the discipline not to spend. So raising this money, depending on how much time you'll spend on money raising versus all the other stuff you love doing, it could take 18 months or it could take 6 months. It depends on the time you both spend to raising money. If I had my druthers, you'd be 70 hours a week raising $15 million. The day we close the offering, we're going to pay the attorneys $150,000 or so to do $100 million. And you can put a dotted line around your company. And that won't be voting shares. That'll be a preferred A, non-voting, pre-public share. And that will build you a major company. That will come in from private equity. So there might be five or six private equity firms that buy that whole thing. And so the law firm makes the pitch book, and before you've spent the $15 million, you've replaced it with private equity money that's coming in. So it doesn't matter how we're putting the money over the spillway to build the business channel. We have enough rain coming in the lake by strategy that we won't run out of money right as we're starting hypergrowth. We'll have enough to keep growing. And then I would recommend, and I wouldn't be afraid of it, because the president you will pick from us would be a, and if you said, can you give me an example of a person that could be the president and do the operations for it? In your business, I think that would be Ed Vogel. And he's been the merger acquisition specialist for Arthur Young for 20 years. He broke Conoco and the two oil companies on a $5 million contract. And he's just time of life. He can run this company up on the operating side in his sleep. And I just think you can trust him. He's been on my board for 7 years. He lost his wife of 31 years to cancer. And he kind of needs a big project to build up and go with. And that's what he does. He builds them up. And he has a resume that when you go public, helped you, and he'll take care of all those compliance issues. But the reason you go public is to keep the momentum on globalizing it. So when you start to really get the American stores built up, just remember, we don't have enough income to cover the growth cost of the inventory. Because when you get built out in America and you do Walmart, you say, I don't want to be in Walmart ever. You have to be. There's 72% of all the buyers.
Right.
That's saying, I don't want 72% of the buyers. You have to have 72% of the buyers. And so when you get Walmart, it's 4,700 stores in the U.S., but it's now over 5,000 stores in China and over 5,000 in the EU. Well, when those 10,000 stores take thousands of items per store with their backroom storage and what's on the shelf, we're talking about another 100 million of inventory, just to internationalize it. And I want you to have some money, because for about 5 million, when you go to, and you look them up online, you go to Zeppelin North America. Zeppelin North America, for 2.5 million, will build an automated plant. All the raw product will be in these stainless steel vats and will go into formulations based on computer controlled to the specs, I mean, lab tested perfect, so that you will have your finished product and no one in that plant will know the formula. No one. They'll
right,
keep that
like
formula. So, yeah, we don't tell anybody what that formula right. is. The computer controls it. And you can be on a cruise ship on your iPad and change the price and the formula of anything. It's so automated. And you can also talk to the factory any place because it's all webcam. So you can see the factory, you can see your total output, you can see any problems, and you can do that when you're on a 21-day cruise every single day from an iPad. So they make a fully automated, very robust plant with a limited number of labor and the maximum number of robotics and automation, and they deliver a perfect product right down to the box on the pallet. It's just really cool, and you'll see how they do it with German engineering. But I'm saying down the road, you know, we want to go to, where do you live? What state do you live in?
We're St. Cloud, Florida.
Okay, well, that's perfect. I mean, because in Florida, we have two advantages. You know, there, we'd probably make this company an LLC. We wouldn't make it a C Corp because an LLC has no state income tax, and it has no property tax for the goods that you're holding in the warehouse. Where if you're in California, you have 10% of your income is taxed as income on state income, and then they have a 10% tax. If I had $2 million on my warehouse, I'd have to pay $200,000 a year to California just for storing it in California. And that's like legal theft for companies like yours.
And we thought that's the way we were going to go was with the LLC.
Yeah, that's what you do in Florida. But it's that those numbers. And we introduce you to the law firm that will do your offering. And let me give you an example. I just had a guy, and he did not have the money to come to CO Space. And he just, there was no way. He didn't have credit card room. He didn't have any savings or reserves because he had a new invention. He's a little behind you. He hasn't been selling anything yet. And he has put all his money behind patents and starting up the research on credit cards. He's put about $100,000 on credit cards. And his wife is getting mad because his bills are getting greater than his income as a salary engineer making about $5,500 a month in the Carolinas. And he comes to CO Space and he gets the capital training, and he learns that to raise money, he has to pay a law firm $15,000. There's no way around that. That's cheap, and he has to do it, or he can't have legal documents to raise the money. So we also taught him in those Friday, Saturday, Sunday parts of the program, we taught him how to raise the bridge loan to get the capital. And so by 72 hours after the capital class, he had raised $75,000 for his cushion. That gave him all his money back for going to CO Space. Plus, it gave him the money for the lawyer and a cushion where he can pay himself. Now, when he left, an investor liked the project so much that they went home with him and have committed $3 million in funding to fund his first prototype to market. And so he's off to the races. Another guy came and didn't have the money to pay the lawyer, and he raised $200,000 in bridge loans to be able to start his funding and get his funding going. So, I mean, this is just in June. You know, we do this all the time. You're a very familiar place. We made CO Space. I invented it for you. I mean, I have a lot of companies where their ambition is to make $300,000, have a lifestyle company, and feel that they have arrived, you know, that they've got that the lifestyle they want and the income they want. And we help them. I mean, I'm happy to do that. But we really were made for people that have game-changing, you know, products in, say, organic growing or makeup that's, you know, not toxic and is giving a beautiful cosmetic experience to women and has the healthy aspects and isn't, you know, this is the new wave that's coming. You're right on the trend. And this is, you have to understand, I know you guys are not kids. You know, I was born in 1948, so I'm older than you are.
No, you're not.
You guys are before me? Where did you come in?
Murray was born in 60. I was born in 1945.
So you got a couple years on me, but you're my tribe, pal.
Yeah,
tribe.
Yeah.
So, we came in after the war. But I'm just saying from you, I want you to understand that in 3 to 5 years, because we're not like our fathers. We're the youngest old people that ever been out there. And we feel young. We feel energetic. We don't look like our parents. And we have a lot of time. We have a lot more time. And I'm saying in 3 to 5 years, what you're building, if you do it right, it's not a $10 million company or a $100 million company. This is a billion-dollar cosmetic company in the making. And you have to understand, you don't have to put the energy in 3 to 5 years to run it. You'll have staff and all these people doing everything for you. What you'll do is consistently, as the creatives, is build new lines so that every year you're announcing, like Apple does, you know, the new, you'll have runway shows with buyers and you'll be announcing your new products that are coming out from, you know, L'Oreal, and that are coming out from Beyonce, and that are coming, that you're coming out with the all new, and I like the name, I think the name's good, and I think you ought to get it simplified and just get it with USA and .com, so we can have one super site when we advertise on billboards and we advertise on, I don't want to extend it to essential oils, it's more like they go on the site and find out what else we have. And they'll find out that we have, because you'll make, you're going to make nail polish. You're going to make all no toxic nail polish. You're going to make hair dye colors that are all natural. You're going to make, you'll go around the world and find these things tribes have used and stuff for centuries, and nobody's used it here, and it's all natural. And you'll start picking it up and making the formulas. And there's a lot of it out there, and that's what the world wants today. And I just think you'll make a niche that your brand will be known for all natural quality, you know, it's high quality. And later, I'll bring you a sales manager. Now, he worked, he's a pretty young 71, and you can look him up. It's Ben Gay the second, I think it is. I don't know, it may be Ben Gay the third, I can't remember, but Google search Ben Gay. Now, in the 60s and 70s, there was a company out of California that went all over the world called Holiday Magic Cosmetics. And it was an MLM company that started the MLM industry. Everybody else copied it. And back in 66, 67, guys that were joining that company were 21, 22, like Zig Ziglar and Earl Nightingale. And they had sales contests. And Ben Gay is a young guy, 24, beat Zig Ziglar on the sales contest.
Wow.
But he wasn't happy that he beat him because his prize for winning the sales contest was the owner, who was an Air Force colonel and ran it kind of military style, made Ben Gay the global sales manager for the whole company. And Ben Gay ran that company where they were doing $300 million a month back then in just all-natural cosmetics. He knows more about it than probably anybody alive. He's wanted to bring that formula back because he feels the market is so ready for a big brand in all-natural. And he's written the book, The Closers. He sells, he's retained to give training at companies just like yours all over the world. That's what he goes in and trains their sales force, etc. Now, he would be another one. He was president of Holiday Magic Cosmetics. If you put Ben, I wouldn't make him president of this company. I'd make Ed Bogle your president because he'll watch your back and he won't be, you know, Ben's pretty aggressive, but Ben would be really great to make the closes to the stores and the cosmetic companies and all of that. And he's a gray-haired guy. He looks like a chairman. He's very loyal. He's known me since I've been 14. And this guy is just a legend in the selling industry. And look him up online. Plus, he's a real nice, nice person. And Shannon can introduce you. She knows him well. He's taught at our class. She has him in the directory. And, you know, at some time, I'm not saying yet, because why go to Ben and say, look, do you want to take a couple years and work your ass off and build a really big company up? You know, we're going to pay you X and we're going to give you some values. And he'll negotiate with you and come up with a fair plan and he'll help you. And he's used to creating, in this space you're in, hundreds of millions of dollars of business. That's what he does. And so, you know, he's real good at that. Also, if you wanted to have a separate label and let him build up an MLM division, he did Holiday Magic with all MLM at $300 million a month. So he knows how to do that and would do that for you. Hold on just 1 minute. So, you know, I'm very excited about what we can do, but the hardest part, I just tell you both, is sitting through a 3-day class and learning the new rules to raise money, because only the owners can legally raise it. The new rules make it so easy and so fast and so much better, but you've got to know them, because this is the foundation. If you screw up getting the money in the foundation level, you just won't, you know, what most people make the mistake of, and you've made it yourself, is you start with your concern about the customer and the product, and you're very excited to get the testimonials, people telling you how they enjoy it and how they want to keep buying, and it fills your heart up that you work so hard. And then after a while, you realize that even with the picking up of the volume, you're going backwards on inventory, that you can't keep up with the need to put everything back in inventory. And you never make any money yourself. So you're actually a development company that is developing a line of 150 products of which we have some already made. And in the process of doing it, we have proven that the consumer likes the product and will buy it again and again. So everything you've done is not the right stuff to launch to retail and bring it out. But everything you've done is perfect to get the investors in. It'll make the investors get very excited. We need money for these things. We need money to stabilize management and make sure you're paid all during the development cycle a very good income. So you guys are getting income, you're feeling good, and when we raise this money, we can pay back the shareholder advances, because you have to have a lot of your retirement put into this company. How much do you have in cash in this company that you put in over the years?
Well, I mean, we've only been doing this 7 months.
Has it been 20, 30,000, 50,000? I mean, how much do you have in it?
No, we probably about
3,000. Okay, well, then it doesn't matter, because when you raise first money, all the inventory will come from the money, and you'll start making $10,000 a month in salary. But if you start ramping up the event, you know, you ramp up the company, my pyramid will kick you in the ass, which is the soaring cost of growth you can't see will eat up all the money you have. If you get $1 million, it'll eat that. If you get $2 million, it'll eat that. So pull the slingshot back, trust the expert, and raise the right amount of money to launch a mass marketing company in cosmetics. And during the time we're doing that, the only thing I want to spend money on is your attorney, which is just one fee to get the offering. And then I want you to spend money paying yourself back for going to CO space so you're flush. And then I want you to, your salaries and all your expenses. But I want you to spend money as we're raising the millions on branding. I want you to get your branding person you like best, and then really seriously develop the shelf space umbrella brand that will be global and make this work in all countries. And the branding will come up and we'll have that. Then as you're raising the money, we're going to get you on home shopping. We're going to make a larger inventory of all the products, and then we're going to put you on home shopping. And that's going to sell out. When we put you on, you'll be at prime time at 8 o'clock at night with 100 million people. And you won't be selling it. We'll have the top person that sells cosmetic at home shopping sell it. You'll be there. They'll talk about you. But you don't want to take time, because if you take 15 seconds, that's not a call to action. That's not where they're buying. And they only give you 4 minutes or so. And you want to sell. You want the host sell it. So you rehearse. They'll rehearse you. But keep your response on camera very, in other words, when they ask you something, you don't just answer what they're saying. I'll train you. And they say, well, how did you ever make this? And you could go on forever talking about the formula. Our 4 minutes would be up. We have no sales, and we'll never have you back. You just take 15 seconds and say, you know, I made this as a gift. I wanted those grandmas and those moms and those daughters that are listening right now to buy 5-packs and to give these at the holiday time to the women in your life you just love and adore. They'll never stop talking about this. It's like heroin. They'll never run out. Because you brought them the all-natural. It feels different. It looks different. And they start saying, God, thank you so much. Call right now and get a 5-pack. Don't you think, Bob? And then, you know, he takes over and starts slamming that. Now you're selling. Now the board's lighting up and you're, then they want you back over and over and over. We can say, as seen in TV, but in the slot time we're going to put you in, that test will be in front of 100 million households. And so all of a sudden the stores want you because you're brand aware. You've been prime time on home shopping. And if we sell out, we're off to the races. I mean, that gives you more than all the stuff you've done already. Not to mention you're starting to make a lot of money because you make a lot of profits when that show runs and you sell that. Another thing, when you come to our place, it's Christmas time. So I would do a Santa Claus little artwork above an 8x11 sheet and just have it framed in holly and a sleigh at the top and put five-pack special for early shopping for the women you just adore. And then you put the 5-pack specials down and you get 100 of these people buying a 5-pack special, you know, where the average price is $120 or something like that, and you get $12,000. And you paid yourself back for going to CO's Face. You made money, and you can make more inventory and deliver it by Christmas. You don't have to deliver it there. You just have the sheet, we'll deliver by Christmas. And so now you've got your 5-pack specials, and you're delivering to them, and they're buying from you. And then they'll buy online, and they'll buy when they get home. So when you come to CO's Face, I guarantee you're going to get, for putting up a tax dollar, you're going to get a return on your money. You're going to get your money back. If you don't, I'll refund your money before you leave the hotel. So there's no risk in this. I mean, I'll never make business owners struggling like you are have a harder time. But, you know, it's also not Tinkerbell. I mean, this is going to take work and follow-up. When you come to us, you're using this program 5 times a year. I want you to come for 5 years and never stop. Because then you'll meet the people to raise all the money. You'll get all your management, all your manufacturing. We'll get your plant up where you have your own manufacturing in about the 3rd year. You'll go global, and your life will be kind of like you want it, where you're kind of in a nicer place to work, and you've got all the little things you want to, you know, make new formulas. And you'll have lots of raw material and a little bunch of, I get interns that are chemist majors in the universities and get them on an intern program for $10 an hour. And they'll come in and formulate for you breakthrough products. And they'll get credits for their later credentials. And you won't pay, you know, you'll have the better scientists that are breakthrough in what's going on today. And you just pay them $10 an hour as an intern program. And you guys will love your life. They'll be loyal to you. You'll come in every day and be making new product and approving how it looks in the stores and the next showing that's coming up and things like that. And the running of the business and all of that, every Monday you get a report and you tell them how you want to fix things that they're jammed on. And then they go do it. And you don't have to be corporate running all the stuff and doing all the details and running around the country because they're doing it for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the sequences. But you're going to spend a year to 18 months raising the money. But once you pull that slingshot back, you're absolutely unstoppable. And we do this like the movie What About Bob? You know, we baby step your way to the elevator. We baby step your way to the curb. We baby, there's no big steps. We'll hold your hand and we'll walk you through it. We never leave you and we help you and we don't want stock and we have no other fees. We charge a one-time fee and we pamper you and protect you for the rest of the journey. And if you'll let us, we'll help you go public and find a buyer when you want to sell it. And you may not even want to sell it. You may 3 to 5 years be having so much fun that you just work in kind of 3 to 5 year increments, you know. And we'll make sure you have balance. I want you to take her on a, you know, at our time of life, it's like twice a year, go on a 21-day cruise. And, you know, we get done with that a month later. And I'm telling you, you don't want any more. You're ready to, it's like, hey, I want to go back. You know, you want to be in your own bed. You want to go back to the office. And a bunch of ideas came up because you rested and you found stuff overseas and you come back and have a whole bunch of new stuff you want to do. And that'll just happen. But you also got to enjoy each other and have fun and have balance. And you can always check in now just from a computer in your room with bandwidth. And you're at the middle of the sea and you can check your company. I mean, it's really amazing to get your emails and run your business.
Well, so, yeah, I guess one of the things, you know, I've been listening, Bernie, and you talked about that. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You talked about that guy getting like bridge loans. Well, I mean, we're so credit broke. I mean, you know, we've maxed out our cards. Our credit's really not that phenomenal.
I understand. We have this happen all the time. We'll work with you on all the different details. I mean, I understand. For instance, these two guys I mentioned, they could not go to CO Space. They had no money to go. Well, I know, and we put them through a program called Fund Busting. And if you want to go to this, you have to get in Fund Busting fairly quickly. But one of the things you could do when you're in your position is you come to CO Space on what's called a one-class pass. And Shannon, I'm going to have to leave, unfortunately, for another call. But what I want you to do is Shannon will explain what a one-class pass costs and how that, what the spouse rate is, so you know both of your costs. Then we raise enough money for you to pay that and also pay for the hotel and the airfare. And you get that. You get the number for the airfare from Southwest and the cheapest round-trip flight. We get all that. And then what we do is it's as simple as getting, you could get two people that you know like this and know who you are, and they give you a credit card that they'll let you use, and you will make the payments on the credit card, which might be $100 a month or something, and you're going to pay the credit card off out of the money you raise a class. And I want you to be fearless about this. That Santa Claus sheet I'm talking about and selling 5 packs, you'll sell 100 5-packs. And you know what your retail is, and you know that's going to make you 10 to 15 grand. And so you're going to make that right out of the program. And so that'll pay back the credit card and give you thousands of extra for inventory. So you won't be hurt on that part. Then we'll raise bridge money. We will begin to raise the bridge money. And you've got product. These guys didn't even have product to show. I mean, Shannon knows them and tells you, she'll tell you that was all true. And so you're in great shape to use our space. But we're appealing to owners of business. They just don't want to wait. They don't want to slug it out anymore. They want a breakthrough. They want to get their money issues resolved. And they use us to speed it up, guaranteed. And if you study us, Shannon will send you some films to look at. But you've probably seen them. Have you seen films already?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we have.
And you've got enough to get a sense of it. But 85% of what we do, the comprehensiveness of it, you can't see from out there. There's everything you need in there. There's nothing you need to look for. It's all there. And we do it all the time. We do this all the time. So the first baby step, we have to get you some bridge money. Let Shannon walk you through fund busting and how it works.
Well, we
listened, that process.
We listened to that webinar on fund busting, and you know, we looked at one another, and I'm being perfectly blunt with you, Bernie. We don't have people that we can call and say, hey, give me, you know, loan me $50 or $100. I got to do this, and I'll pay you back. They don't have it. You know, it's not like we have the resources to accumulate enough money to go to CO Space.
Well,
I'm excited about it. After talking to you, I'm excited about it.
I'm saying, here's my problem, and I want you to appreciate it, okay? I have done this in the conversation we're having right now. Right?
Yes.
Let me give you an example. I've had this conversation with 10,000 people and gotten them all their money. So you've done our fund busting program totally out of sequence.
He did the pre-fund busting. He didn't do fund busting, just to let you know, Bernie.
I'm going to tell him. I'm going to explain to him. When you do fund busting, it's a very set sequence. We are dealing with people who have their mind made up. They don't have any money. They don't know a person in the world that has money. There's no way they can do it. And then they do it 72 hours later, and they have all their money. It's like everything you're telling yourself in your mind is software that you have from other people that you don't know and can't remember. And it's all wrong. It's not correct or accurate. Now, what we do is give you accurate and much better software. So the first thing we have to do is get you to print out the 7 steps of fund busting and post them in your work area. You don't do 5 things, you do 1 thing. You print out the 7 steps and you mark off, I did the first step. Then you study 2 hours of home study. You can do it tonight. And you study those 2 hours. And when you get those 2 hours studied, you know all 10 methods of fund busting, and your wife will choose one that's different than yours. You won't choose the same. You'll choose the one that emotionally fits you. And 10,000 people later, we're not going to make an error. We know this. We've done this over and over and over and over, and it will work. So now you've completed the 2 hours. Then you check that off, the second step of 7 steps. And you phone Shannon and say, will you appoint a coach? And the coach is going to work with you and work with you on your schedule, not theirs, all free. And you have just, you'll see what happens with this. Then the next step is that you get on teleconference calls every day. And they don't make sense when you get on a telecall and you haven't been through the 2 hours because you don't understand what we're talking about. And you have gone through in the 2 hours an exercise called list building. So who do you go to? And you go to people that are not people you would think of. So we give you a process that we put you through, and everybody has enough people to go to. So don't worry about people to go to. We're going to steer you on that. And then you begin working with your coach and going to actually do it. It takes about 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening. And in 72 hours, you got 10 grand in the bank. And you can't believe it. You thought it would never work. And then you go to CO Space. And then you find the really big money comes in. And you start moving forward. And you don't have to wait. Now, from our standpoint, wait. You know, our dates are published to 2018, but I don't believe the way you're doing it, that in Christmas of this year, in the summer of next year, you'll change it all. You still won't be able to go, and you won't be able to grow. And so we have to make a better plan. We have a weak plan. We have to make a strong plan. We have no team. We have to make a strong team. And then we have to get the resources to execute and go all the way. So we're going to take a weak plan, no team, and no resources, and we're going to make a strong plan, strong teams, and resources. And we're going to get all that done in your first week. Things are going to start changing. You're going to start to have liquidity and money and lots of help. But we have to get you in. And so the first thing is to decide when you want to do fund busting. So our dates are on the website through 2018. Do not stress. If you want to go next year, you want to go in 2017, you want to go when you feel enough's enough, I'm going to do this, then trust us, go through fund busting and do it. We're experts. We do this all the time. We do it all over the world. So there's nothing that you are going to tell us that we haven't been through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. But we have to begin to work with you when you are meeting us in the role that we're the mentors and we're telling you, do this, do that. It's like tap, 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 stair. Tap, 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 landing. Tap, 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 light pole. You will not hit anything. You will not fall down because we are there with you. You're going to be okay. But we have to walk you through some new behaviors that are uncomfortable because you've never done them before. And it's like surfing or hang gliding or learning golf. You know, you hit that golf ball for five times and the damn thing doesn't go anywhere. You didn't even hit it. And you know you told yourself to hit it and you can't understand what the hell's happening when you first learn golf. And then you learn, you know, and raising money is the same thing. It's like people are not taught this area. They don't know about it and they're very uncomfortable in that space. And we get you to offload very buggy mental software that has a terrible relationship with money, and we get you to have a healthy, vibrant relationship with money, and you find out that a lot of things you thought were untrue, like you don't know anybody that has money. That's totally untrue. And you can't get money quickly. Totally untrue. Get you money in 72 hours. But it is not going to happen with a lackadaisical effort. When you do fund busting, if you say, if I could get 10,000 by Friday, I would work my ass off to do it, and I would work with focus to do it. That's what we need. We need you to do that. And whenever. It doesn't have to be this week. It could be whenever you want. If you will give us that focus whenever you're ready and try it, just experiment with it, you're going to get your money and you're going to be able to go. So, I mean, and now I'll give you examples. Carrie. You'll hear about Carrie and fund busting. Carrie was the last person I told, don't fund bust. She phoned me from Anchorage, and she was fleeing her husband. Her husband had been beating her. She was 23, going on 24. She had five kids. She's a high school dropout. And he was truly abusing the older children and beating her. And then he started abusing the three-year-old, and she took all the kids and started running. Her car broke down halfway to Nome. Nome's 1,000 miles from Alaska's Anchorage. And a trucker picked her up on the icy, snowy roads and took her to Nome. She was in a shelter there that they have for abandoned, abused women. And she had 6 months there. And in 4 weeks, she had to leave because they have to make room for another woman.
Right.
And she has to get stable. Her dream was to form a chain of these and to begin to have them, she was going to call it secret gardens, and let women who are codependent, never were on their own, come in, learn how to get a job, get them work, keep some of the money from the paycheck back until they had first and last, get them in their apartment, set them up with furniture, rentals, etc., and let them get on their own and be independent, and then they could leave, and they didn't have to leave in 6 months. And she had this all planned. She was wanting to do it. And she's a high school dropout. And she's in this tiny little room. And she has to leave the five kids in charge with the oldest kid. And the oldest kid's only 9. And she had them watching the others while she left the shelter and left them locked in. And then she would walk a mile one way and a mile back with a little basket to get food stamps and to get the food so she could feed them. and that was in 20 below zero weather. She had 4 days to class. It was 4 days to come down to class. And I said, don't come. I said, you've got to get family, etc. And she was scream crying when I hung up. She wouldn't come so bad. I don't know what even told her about us. We didn't have an office up in Nome. And so we did have an office in Anchorage, but not in Nome. But she got a girlfriend to FedEx the fun-busting kit, because we weren't online back then. She had it FedExed in a box up to her, and she studied it. And in the next 72 hours, now remember, she fled to Nome. She didn't know anybody in Nome. She's a girl that was still black and blue from being hit in the eyes and everything else by her ex, and the ex is trying to find her to kill her. And she went out to people she never knew in Nome, and in 72 hours, she deposited $25,000 in her bank account. When she was at the gate to get going to the plane, they paged her, and a guy came down and said his wife and he had thought about it overnight, and they wanted her to have a cashier's check for $10,000 and do her dream. So she came down with $35,000, and then she raised $270,000, and now she has 17 of those all over the place. And she was the last person I told to not do fun busting. I stopped telling them after her, because most people are telling me they're under the manhole cover like you, but Carrie was beyond four turns in the sewer down there. She couldn't even see the little holes in the manhole cover. And I can't tell you the stories I have like that. And we get all of them their money. So it's just really attitude to altitude. When you're ready to say, I've got to do something to get out of here, and I have to learn to raise money in a first step, then a second step, then a third step. And the first thing you do is let us show you that you always could have had 15, 20 grand very quickly. You just didn't know the options. There are options in business. And knowing the options is the ball game. And you have to have a mentor who understands it tell you what the options are. And we're going to tell you what the options are. Does that make sense?
Of course. I mean,
and I'm saying, back away from this and relax a little bit, you know. I'm assuming that you showed them, Shannon, show me the money, and probably Sharon Lecter's.
Yes. Yes. Green glider.
Green glider.
Yeah, green glider's good, sure. Things like that. I mean, yeah, the green glider, that girl is from Tampa, and she was a single mom, 27, and she had no credit, no money after a divorce, and was behind in everything, including her rent. And she did fun busting and raised $15,000. Then she came to class and raised hundreds of thousands, and even today what's financing her business is all from CEO Space. She has, on the package, it says special thanks to CEO Space.
Wow.
But I'm saying, we'll help you. Just the first thing you have to do when you're ready is truly get into fun busting. And if you're not ready to do that right now, do it later. Do it when you feel ready. Do it when you feel comfortable to do it. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, it does. And you know, if I, you know, wasn't, what I want to say, motivated, you know, you and I wouldn't be having a conversation.
Well, I know you're motivated.
Well, we are having a conversation, and I like what you're saying.
Well, you don't have to stay stuck. I mean, I know how frustrating it is, but we have to explain some options to you, and it's more than we can do on this phone call, so that's why we have that 2 hours of training, and it never fails. By the time we get that behind you and a coach, you really get help. You're not doing this alone or by yourself. We really smothered you, and you get a lot of help. And we just take you down. It's just like hopscotch. I mean, we just roll those dice with one up and two over, and pretty soon we're winning the game.
Because I think once you see the, I don't know if you look at people's products or not, but if once you see the product or you know, you'll be excited like we are. Because nobody
decided anyway, because I think that an all-natural product line like this is what the market wants.
Yeah, but definitely. I mean, you're getting away from the, you know, like thousands of years ago, we didn't have chemicals. You know, now everything's got petroleum jelly and mineral oil in it, and they're byproducts of crude oil, and you're putting that on your skin.
Well, we didn't have that even 100 years ago. It's kind of been just in the last 100 years they've gotten so toxic in what they're putting in our bodies and putting on
right.
our bodies.
They have burned
women.
And I've done the research because what's happened is it's been such a short period of time that we've used this that we don't even know genetically what it could do to generations beyond us.
Well, yeah, they've been
blocked. It's 7:13, by the way. It's been, you may have another call. You have to hop off.
Well, I've actually probably missed that one. I asked somebody to go on and hold them for me because I knew I was taking a little extra time, but I wanted to give them a little love because they've just been frustrated. And they're stuck, and it's very painful. But, you know, the way to get unstuck is the options of fun busting. The quickest way I've seen in 30 years now to get people, I have people to wait sometimes 6-7 months, and they do the fun busting. They go, God, I wish I'd done this before. I wish I'd... Because if they break free, they break in. And
freedom.
So, yeah, I mean,
right.
just get a breath and understand we've really worked out the bugs, but we got to put you through some new skills training and get some software in those brains, and you'll see the options. You're good business people, and you'll find, you know, there's some of the fun busting programs. One or the other of you will say, oh, I can't do that. That won't work for me. And then another one will say, well, I can't do that. And then... You know, first find the one that you like. Forget that you don't know any people. Then you do a program called List Builders, and it creates a list of people you would never think of going to. And once you make that list, you actually have people to go to. And then you know it won't work. Okay, I'm sorry, did I come back?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, but I'm saying you'll come
Hello?
So that...
You, Sharon, Bernie?
Bernie, you there? We kind of lost you.
Are you getting me back again or not?
I can hear
Am
you.
Am I back?
You're
hearing me, but they're not. I don't know how that would work because it's one conference line. Can they hear me?
I think so. Can you guys hear?
They can't hear. I think what I'm going to have you do is have you phone them back.
Yep.
Would you do that and follow
yeah.
up? Because and then I'll go on. And I think you've got it, and you love them, but don't put pressure. They're a little scared, and they need a little. They're so frustrated, you know. We just need to help them, and you know we'll get them through. And this will really help them, and they'll be on the other side. It's just we gotta be gentle because they put every dime back in. This is the trap. You've seen it so many times, and we're doing everything right. In the wrong sequence. Once we resequence them, everything will start working. And so we just got to resequence this business a bit. So let's love them forward and call them right away so they don't feel we abandoned them because this call got stuck or something.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Shannon.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Hi, this is Shannon. Can you hear me? Hello?